start your day at Turaway, Northwest London, Monday, 14th of Tammuz, 3rd of July, Rabbi Yehuda Rosenberg Shlita, Esof Son and Liyakov. This week's Turaway has been sponsored both Lichvod, Simchan Asun of Yitzchok Rokach and Matty Stroh. Take place there, Mitzvah Shem, Simon Tov, Madal Tov, Yehurotzen, Shimon, Vais, Nemo, Bishrol, Rechim, Lissilo. And also, Lir Nishmas, Reb Shimon ben Reb Chaim, Zichron of Rochach, whose Yahrzeit is today.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
When you come to different... First, I want to thank Dudi for inviting me. Occasion, I'm here in London. When you come to a new country, it's very hard to decide what to speak about. If you're going to say halacha, could be you, the psaki you're going to say is punkt verkehrt what the Rav in the Stadt said. And also could be it's a subject that was spoken already. When I'm originally from Brazil, and when they invited me to go to Mexico, so they invited me first to see who I am, what I am. So I went for a few days to give shiurim. You know, you go for 3 days, you give 300 shiurim. And the first shiur I gave, I didn't know, the same problem, what to do, what to say. And I gave a shiur, everyone told me shkoyach. The next day the guy would tell me, maybe you could change your style. People didn't like it at all. So, I didn't know how what to give. Baruch Hashem, yes, I had prepared other things also. Oh, very Baruch Hashem, I didn't know what to speak about. So I'd like to share with you a question that I had for around 45 years. And this year I saw a tshuva. So I'd like to share with you, I got very happy that I got the idea, so I'd like to share it with you. We know that the largest parsha in the Torah is Parshas Nosoi. Parshas Nosoi has 176 psukim. And we find two other places which have 176. Perek Kuf Yutes is 176 psukim. And Maseches Bava Basra is Kuf Ayin Vav Dapim, even though it starts from Dav Beis, but it's also 176. So we have in Torah Shebichsav, Parshas Nosoi, we have in Nevim Ksuvim, Tehillim, we have 176, and Torah Shebal Peh. That I knew, I think, from many years ago. I don't know if Cheder age, but at least in Yeshiva. But I always wanted to know why. Why 176? Why? What's in number 176? So, I heard the shir and I found other things. Sefer Kava Yosher, his last shtickl, it's in Parshas Zoyis HaBrachot, Simon Kuf Beis, he says something very interesting. He says, he brings down the name of Reb Heschel Tzoyrev. I don't know if Tzoyrev means that he worked with silver, or Tzoyrev that he knew to be Metzarev Shemes. But he brings it down like this. We find in Parshas Vayishlach, you know, there's some parts of the Torah we hardly look at them because, you know, we just look at them, we have to be Mavesedre, so we have to say it. The end of Parshas Vayishlach brings the dynasty of Esav. It says like this, Eile halufe b'nei Esav, b'nei Eliphaz b'chor Esav. Who are the kids of Eliphaz, which was the b'chor of Esav? Perek Lamed Vov Posuk Tes Vov, Parshas Berei in Parshas Vayishlach, Aluf Teimon, Aluf Oymor, Aluf Tzfoy, Aluf Knaz. So he says, Aluf Tzfoy. Tzfoy was one of the kids of one of the Einiklech from Esav. He brings down, he calls him down, Roish Haklipis. He's the first in the 70 Umers, which is against Klal Yisrael, is Tzfoy. Tzfoy, the Ramban brings down in the end of Parshas Vayechi, it says that when they took Yaakov Avinu from Mitzrayim to Maros HaMachpelah, it says the Pasuk that Yosef took along Gam Rechev Gam Poroshim. He took an army with him. So the Ramban asks, what's the need if you're going for a gvura that you take an army? Today they like doing when there's something important that there's a motorcycle, but the Obetet took an army. So look the Ramban, I'm going to read the Lashon, very interesting. He says, Motzinu b'sifrei divrei yomim le Yosef ben Gurion, v'zuloisim b'sifrei kadoinim. He says, we bring down the Yosefus, he brings something very interesting. Botzfoi ben Eliphaz ben Esav. Yosef was afraid, he knew that some descendants of Esav might come to a war against them. It's a small people, they're going to the Gvura. So maybe they're going to take the chance to do a milchom, and that's what happened. Bots foy ben Eliphaz ben Esav ve also imohem ktoto alze at she'orchu milchom. He really started a war against Bnei Esav. The head was Tzvoi against the Eden, Bnei Yaakov, that took the Shvatim, Shiftei Koh, and whoever was together that took Yosef, the Yaakov to Maros HaMachpelah. Vatigvar at Yosef. Yosef, he was stronger. V'tofsoi am mifcha geboire v'vir l'mitzrayim. And they brought him to Mitzrayim, this Tzvoi. V'om matshom betfise kol yemeisoi Yosef. As long as Yosef was alive, this Tzvoi was in jail in Mitzrayim. But no really was interested who is this Tzvoi. U'borach misham b'moisoi. When Yosef was nifter, no one looked at him, he escaped. Where did he go? V'holach le'eretz kampanya. U'molach al kiti b'roma. U'besofu m'chakol eretz itaga. V'u asher molach rishon b'hoich, melech rishon sh'roimi. V'u asher bono heichal rishon v'agodol, ma'asher nivnu b'roima. Says this Tzvoi, he escaped, he went to Italy, and he built the first big palace, which once I was in Yashir Ramban, I don't know where the Magid Shir brought from. He said could be the Vatican. The big thing was he. I don't know with the date if it fits, but that's what he said. So this Tzvoi, he is the Roish from the Shivim Umois, the one that's most against the Eden. Going back to the Kava Yosher says. So we didn't say the most important part. Tzvoi. His name Tzvoi, the gematria of Tzvoi, Tzadik is 90, Pei is 80, Vav is 6, is 176. So we have the koyach to go against Tzvoi, in Torah Shebichsav, Parshas Nosoi, in Ksuvim, Pei Kuf Yutes, and Torah Shebalpeh is Kuf Ayin Vav Dapim. So the whole idea is we have to make a big melchama against this Tzvoi. How do we do it? Through the Torah. But he adds something very interesting. Klal Yisrael was the big galus. We were our last galus was in Poland. Yes, we were in Poland. Klal Yisrael was in Poland around 700 years. He says it's something also interesting. I'm not a gematria person, but he brings down that Poland. What's the gematria of Poland? The same thing. Pei, 80, Vav, Lamed, 176. Poland is also the mekor that of the koyach of Tzvoi, and that's why the Yidden were there so long, because they were misakin it. The Ramah, it's brought down, the Ramah said, why is it called Poilin? Poilin. We're going to stay here for a long time. Yeah, why? We have a lot to be misakin. Is again, is this koyach of Tzvoi. In Latinus, I think in English also, when it is a big city, how do you call it? A metropolitan, yeah. Right? He says, metropolitan is a word for Tzvoin, Matterpoilin. The big issue of Tzvoi, the big, his head town was Poilin to Diskoyach. So that's why we have this 176 to be misaken, to go against this thing of Poilin, of Tzvoi, which was 176. He brings down the Kavayasha, also interesting, that now this, I'm going to say the words he's saying, so if someone could understand better in a day, but he brings down two things. First of all, the Gemara says, one of the ideas, what was the pre-Eitz Hadas that they ate, one idea says was Chito. Chito, he says, it's 22. Ches Tes He, it's 22, which is the 22 oises of Torah. Of the Aleph base we have is 22 oises. Chavo, yeah, again, I'm saying words that he says, she is from the eighth of the spheres, he said, so 8 times 22 is 176. That's why Perik Kuf Yutes goes to the Fis Seder Aleph base 8 times because of the sphere of Chave Hoid, which was the 8th time. So again, we're misaken what was done. A third thing he brings interesting, we had less than a month ago Chof Sivan. Chof Sivan was the date of the Xerius Tachtat. Why was it in Punkt in Yer Tach? No, we say, you know, history happened. No, alles ausgecheshmen. We know that each letter has the part which is Goloi, which we see, and the part we don't see. For example, the word letter Aleph, we see the Aleph. Well, what's the name of the letter? Aleph, Lamed, Pei, and the Pei, right? So the word Chavo, which we spell Ches, Vov, Hey, there's the part which we see, the Chava, but also the part we don't see. So which we don't see, in the word Ches, there's a Tov. In the letter Vav, there's an Aleph Vav. And the Hey is Aleph. The gematria of this part is Tach, is 408. That's why happened the Xerius in the year of Tach, because of the Chet of Chava. Not just happened that the Bogner Chalbinetsky decided to do because Kadosh Baruch Hu made that it had happened, could have been Faked. So we see that the whole history, the whole world, it's alles ois gechash from the Eibishter, the way he does. Okay, so we know that why it's 176, these to be Mesakel, the Koyach of Tzvoi, which is the Rosh, Umis, the most powerful from Esav is Tzvoi. But this is another question. Why Punkt Parshas Nosei? No, out of all Parshas, why Parshas Nosei? So let's get back a bit to Parshas Nosei to see how the Parshas Ois gestalt, and Imit Hashem will be set to the Shmaya, be able to explain why. The Parshas Nosei has in it 7 subjects. The first subject, it's like a continuation of Bamidbar, which speaks about Geshem Merari, what they had to carry. So that's like the Al-Sheikh, he doesn't divide between Parshas Bamidbar Nos, he says Parshas Kehuna, Parshas Leviya, that's how he divides. So let's start from after the Torah brings down what Geshem Merari, we have like this. Tzavaz b'nei Yisrael b'shalchu min amalche kol tzuro v'chozav v'chotom min ofish. The Torah brings the parsha, a few psukim that speaks about how was the shlichus lamachne, a person that was tome, a person that was a zav, and a person that was metzoyre, if he had to be sent out from the 3 machnes, 2 machnes, 1 machne. Next subject is the din of gezel. Dabe el bnei Yisrael isha isha ki yasu mikol chato yisa odom. So we have shiluah from the machnes and gezel. Apparently, there's no relation with one thing or another. The third subject is soite. Dabra ben Yisuf amar talem ish ish kisiste ishtoi umala b'mal. Fourth subject is Naziris. The Rashi brings down why is Nazir next to soite. Kol roye soite bekikuloi yazir atu minayai. After the parsha of Nazir, we have a few psukim. Birkas Koyan, Dabra b'nei Sov, Leimoy, Koysav, Orchim, Nei Sov, Elohem, Yevrecha, Shem, Vishmerecha. And after these few psukim, Vahibim, Chalos, Moshe, we have the Nesim, how they brought the Korbonos in Chanukah Sabayis. So, this is, we have 6 subjects, which Rashi explains, one, why is it next to each other. So let's see it again. We have Shiluach min Amachnes, we have the Din of Gezel, we have Soite, Nazir, Birkas Kehanim, and the same. What's the combining between them that they're together? Another thing to understand, the Haftorah, which we have on every parsha, where was the Takana of Haftorahs? We had a Gzeria once, of the many Gzerias that were not allowed to do Kriyas HaTorah. So, Chachamim, they took a part of the Nach, which has to do let's say, with the main subject of the parsha, which has at least, besides Parsha Tzav, has at least 21 psukim, which means we need 7 people to be oile, and the least, the yolein, is 3 psukim, so we have 21 psukim, everything was fine. In Parshas Nosoi, out of 176 psukim, 89 pay tests talk about the Chanukah Samishkan. Wouldn't it be that they should bring the inin of the Haftarah, something to do with Chanukah Beis Hamikdash from Shloim HaMelech? And what's the subject of the Haftarah Shimshon? Why? Why did it use Nozir, which is 22 psukim, instead of taking something which is 89 psukim? Okay, so let's see, Mitzvah Hashem, a Balaturim. The Balaturim is going to explain everything. The Balaturim brings in the he's in the Perek Hey Pasuk Vov. When the Torah says, "Dabre el bnei Yisrael, isho isho ki yasu mikol chatois ha odom." What do you mean, ha-odom? Ish o isho ki yasu mikol chet. It's going to be, when we say the first, the person Adam, the name Adam, who do we refer to usually? Adam HaRishon. What does this have to do with Adam HaRishon? So the thing is, what was the chet of Adam HaRishon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. What was he over? Which iser? So the Balaturim, I'm going to see now inside, he says his iser was gezeilah. HaKadosh Baruch is saying, you know, everything is allowed. This you're not allowed to take. So if someone goes to take something that's not allowed, what is being over? Gzele. So says the Balaturim like this. Kiyasu mikol chatis odom. Yeah, he's going to explain why, what's the smichas between the parsha before, which is shiluach min hamachne and gezel. So by Shiluach min Hamachne, we have the klal that a tomei meis could be machne koyan via metzoyer out of the 3 machnes and zav out of 2 machnes. He says like this: Somach chatois odom lishiluach meisim. What does it have to do lishiluach temeim? Shalidei chatas ha'odom. Shechoto Adam HaRishon she'ochal min ha'etz. Yeah, who participated? The Adam HaRishon, Chava, and the Nachosh. So it says like this: Adam HaRishon ochal min ha'etz, ve'hanachosh hito esoisho, ve'yotzia shem ra al Adam lochosh l'shoshtam. This Balaturim is a big chiddush. I don't know here in London, but in South America, people like to buy belts, shoes, and purses made out of the snake of which is very expensive. Why? Because it's different images. Balaturim says, you know what the Nachosh has? Tzaras. He spoke Lashon Hara, so she has tzaras. You know what we think we pay so expensive? We're paying for the tzaras of the Lashon Hara of the Moitzi Shemra that the Nachosh says. He says like this: Hanachosh b'tzaras. The oynish of the Nochosh was tzaras. V'ho isha bezivo. And the isha, then she had the dubam, so they had all the cases of nida. V'ho adam b'misa. And Adam HaRishon was declared that he's going to die. That's the smiches. Mikoil chatois ha-adam. The adam means Adam HaRishon. After the chet of Adam HaRishon, that's what has to do with zav, which is traced to the Isha, Tzaraz, which refers to the Chet from the Nachosh, and from Tom Emes, which refers to the Oynish, the Adam HaRishon God. So he said, that's what goes together, that first we have the consequences of the Chet. So we know already why it says the Shiluach from Machnes, and then the Din from Gezel. What was the next parsha? The din of Soite. Says the Balaturim. V'somach parsha Soite. Why did it say parsha Soite after this? Lefi shanochash bo alchavo v'nofle yereichov. There's a magic that says that the nochash had tashrim with the isha. And what was the oynish of the nochash? Al gechoin chotelich. She had feet. Kadosh Baruch Hu cut his feet. What's the oinish of a soite that her feet fell down? It's zelu mazeh. V'samach parshas nazir. Why does it say afterwards parshas nazir? Al shem pri she'ochal adam rishon. He goes with the shita that says the adam rishon what he ate was anavim. The Gemara brings a few ideas. One of these says te'eno, or anavim, or chita. We said before the kavayosh goes in the line that was chita, but he goes that in the idea that was anavim. So, in other words, we're going to now see that the Parshas Nosei is about the history of humanity. We start v'shalchu min adam mikol chatos adam. We start from the chet from Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon made a chet gezel. Who was involved? The Isha, the Nachash, and Adam Rishon. Each one got a oinish. Adam Rishon, Miser, the Nachash, Tzeras, and the Isha that it became a Nido. So that's why it was the Smichus of the Din of Shiluach min Amachnes to the Din of Gezel. Then we spoke about Soite. Again, Soite was a part, like a consequence, a person that does the same because of wine, and the soite, which was what Nochosh did with the Isha, that's the bad part. Now, we're going to start to be mesaken, the chet of Adam Rishon. What happened that time? What's the best thing a person could do since he saw what the wine did? Because what the Magic says, like by Noach, it says that when he went out of the table, right away, Vayita Anovi Vayesh, that right away it became wine. Be'emes, by what it says that Adam Rishon ate anavim, a lot of shittas explained there was wine. Not that he ate grapes, was wine which was made right away. So the person that does the soite, he's like Adam Rishon. Mm-hmm. So now what's the takana? If you want to be mesaken, the first thing is be away from, get rid of the wine, which comes the parshas of Nazir. So the parshas of Nazir, now we're going to start being mesaken what was wrong till now. Till now we had a problem. We went in the way of Adam Rishon. How we mesaken? Stay away from wine. Nazir. Once a person, he is able to get himself away of Nazir, he's a gebenched person. If he's a gebenched person, what does he get? Birkas Kohanim. He gets Birkas Kohanim, because since he did such a thing, he gets Birkas Kohanim. And afterwards, since the oilam is okay, we could start with Chanukah Sabayis. The Gemara says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what says Vayhi Bayoim Harishoin, by Vayhi Amakiv Bayoim Harishoin. What I say Yoim Harishoin? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was happy as Bria Soilam. Why? Because the oilam was the world was okay. That's why they explain that. Three of the subjects of this, out of the six we brought out, are out of place. This din of Vishalchu min Amachna, when was it said? Rashi brings down. So Rashi says, this parsha was said, Tzavim Israel, parsha zu nembra biyoyim shehukam amishkan. What is it doing in Nosei? Which is the parsha that speaks about Vayibay Mashmini? Yeah? The din of Birkas Koyhanim, Koy Sevorchas Bnei Yisrael, the Ramban, brings down that this was taught for Aharon HaKohen to say An Echad Benissen, when was Chanukas HaMishkan. So again, what is he doing here? And Zichet, the Nesim, was Vayibay Bakev Beyoyim HaRishon, was on the first day of Nissen. That was Chanukas HaMishkan. What are they doing Parshas Nosei? Because Parshas Nosei is telling us the history of the world. The history was what was the chet of Adam Rishon and how are we mesaken it. So first brings down the bad part. And when do we start to be mesaken it? With Nazir. Right? The Nazir, the person stays away. This gives us understanding why the Haftorah was chosen to be Parshas, the Inyan of Nazir of Shimshon. And not like we asked before, the Inyan of Chanukah Samishka, which is 89 psukim. So we have the picture, why, of the history of the world. Chetom of the Marishan, the Oynish they got, Soite that goes in the same way, and that's with the same Oynish that had her legs being cut down, like by Nochosh, and then the person wants to be mesaken, he's nozer, he gets birkas koyanim, and then the world is a new world who could do the birkas koyanim. So now we understand why Punkt Parshas Nosoi was chosen to have 176 psukim. Since we're saying that in our life we have all the time the koyach of Adam, which is tzfoi, which all the time wants to destroy us, and the way, only way we could be mesaken it is by learning Torah, Torah Shebichsav, Ksuvim, and Torah Shebalpeh. That's what was chosen, Nosoi. Nosoi is the tikkun ha'olam, we'll be mesaken the whole world, the whole history, through Torah, and with that we have the koyach to go against tzfoi. So all that happened in history, all the gzeres, like he brings down the gzeres of Tach, it's brought down in Megillas Esther, that in the beginning of the Megillah, when it says how the palace was, it says Chur Karpas Tcheles, the Ches is a big Ches, right? At the end, Vatichtov Esther Amalke is a big Tov. So it's brought down, B'Shem Derokach and other Mishoinim, that a lot of times we find that a Gzeder was done for Klal Yisrael, and at the moment wasn't exactly what didn't happen. But it does not mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu, he erased it. At that moment, there was Zoyche in Schus of Mordechai not to happen. But if could happen another time the same, then could come again. So that was Meramis, Esther, Amalka, watch out. Now we are able. What could happen in Tach? That's going to happen the Gzeya which we had now, which Tach happened, that hundreds of thousands of people were killed by Chalmenitzke. So we have to know that what we have, our koyach, how we could be do all the time to go against the lashon of, he says, is klipe harishoyne shebeshivim meumais, that all the time Esav wants to eat us up. Which way, you know, in the beginning they used to go against us. Now they're friendly to us, but it's the same idea. Their idea is to take away us from Yiddishkeit. And the only way we could do how to go against them, how to fight them, is to koyach ha-toyre. Toyre shebichsav, toyre shebarchem, ksuvim, and so we have to be mechazik, ilim the Torah, to understand. It's not just I'm learning, besides it's a chokhmas Hashem. No, with that we have the koyach to be mevatel, the ruach ra, the bad influences against Klal Yisrael, and the neighbors will have for that soon. The whole koyach of tzfoi should be mizbatel, because Hashem will go to Eretz Yisrael, mina beis hamikdash, and then we're going to laugh on tzfoi that will still be learned in Torah Shebichtav, the Kufayim of Blatter Baba Basra, Parshas Nosoi, Kapitel Tes. So again, thank you very much for the opportunity. Yeah.